On May 4, 1973, Kissinger traveled to Moscow, where he met with Leonid Brezhnev for the purposes of shaping the agenda for a June summit in the United States. Brezhnev made it quite clear that one of his priorities in such a summit was to sign an agreement on the prevention of nuclear war, PNW, making sure that SALT II would incorporate talks designed to control or eliminate MIRVs and to improve economic ties between the two countries. The Soviets were pushing for a PNW treaty, in part because they hoped such a sweeping agreement between the world's two nuclear superpowers would align the United States more closely with Soviet goals in Europe and with China, namely reducing American influence by diminishing the American nuclear umbrella. Kissinger, understanding the importance of PNW in terms of a successful U.S. summit, something deemed even more critical by President Nixon, given his need to divert public attention away from the growing Watergate scandal, negotiated a compromise. This compromise extended the PNW treaty's language to include not only a non-use clause concerning the Soviet Union and the United States but also extending it to third parties as well, a move designed to lessen European and Chinese concerns over any U.S.-Soviet agreement which excluded their respective roles. Kissinger's goal for a treaty was to assist in creating a web of conditions that prevented the Soviets from turning on either NATO or China. Brezhnev was also anxious to move forward on the matter of U.S.-Soviet trade, driven largely by growing economic difficulties inside the Soviet Union.